You're listening to WMFO in Medford. It is 1:01 on a beautiful Saturday afternoon. I am Mike on the mic, and I'm getting out of here in deference to Crash Course for the Ravers with Brian Young, who we'll talk to in just a second. But I want to thank you, Mike.
Yep,
I want to thank you, Brian. And I want to thank the Hurwitz brothers for being in earlier today.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was great. That was a short two-song set from Jeff Beck's latest Loud Hailer. The Revolution will be televised. And we just finished up with Shakti with John McLaughlin. McLaughlin. I was going to say McLaughlin or something.
That's
Natural,
a tough one.
Natural Elements was the disc. That was Mind Ecology. That's a Tom request. That was very cool. Kind of like Ravi Shankar.
Related, if I'm not mistaken, El Shankar.
You should talk in that thing.
El Shankar and violin. Yeah.
All right. Hey, thank you guys very much.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for having us, dude.
You're welcome. It's time for Crash Course. You can hear that microphone, right?
Yeah.
Not so great.
Just give us like
it,
a...
You can hear it, Brian. Earth to Brian, come in.
That doesn't sound too bad. Where are you on the... Is it potted up?
Oh, yeah.
It's way up.
Yeah, it's kind of like dying. It's not great.
Earth to Brian, come in.
Yeah, see, not good. All right, so what's going on with you, with Crash Course?
Today it's just me, Jimmy, and Marie. No biggie, no guests, but we have guests booked all the way through mid-October, so lots of great stuff coming up. I'll tell you all about it on the show.
All right, so the big triumvirate today on Crash Course.
Yeah.
May I play your theme song right now?
You may.
I may.
It's the thigh scrapers.
It's the Thigh Scrapers. Drive-In Saturday, everybody.
91.5 WMFO in
Thanks,
Medford.
Thanks, everybody. I'll talk to you next week at 9.
To turn on the light, don't lap it, we'll be alright. Pull me out another phone, I'll ring and see if your friends are home. Perhaps the strange ones in the dome can lend us a book we can read up alone and try get it on like once before. Where people stared and Cobain's eyes and scored. It's a crash course for the Ravers. It's a driving Saturday. Young, the foreman prayed at work. Neither hands nor limbs would burst. It's hard enough to keep formation with this thought out saturation. Personate the astronaut who stands and still by his cabinet. He's crashing out with Sylvia, the Bureau Supply for aging men. With snorting head, he gazes to the shore. Once had rage to see the raids no more. Like the video film. His name was always Buddy, and he
disc.
You guys. 91.5 WMFO in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the Reavers here.
We were just kibitzing, I'm sorry.
What's up, Jimmy?
Having inside chatter amongst ourselves and did not see that nothing was in.
Right.
No problem.
No prep.
Well, I still have to get the board all straight anyways. Anyways, it's a crash course for the Reavers. I have Marie Michelle with me, Jimmy James.
Yay.
And hopefully your requests at 855-915-9636. We need some music now, and we'll talk some more after we get everything in order here.
Don't walk away. That'll only make it harder. Why you won't?
Yeah. Now we got everything in working order.
When things go wrong.
I know. I don't know. I don't know why I changed the profile, and then I had CD3 in there, but the number on top was just showing a splat mark instead of a number 8, which means that wouldn't play. Splat means no good, I guess. Or maybe it's supposed to be an X. I don't know. It reminded me of something like a bird left on your car. I don't know.
Whose show was this before us? That was Mike, right?
Mike on the mic.
Mike on the mic.
And company. They did a great show.
Okay, well, you should call in and...
What?
Tell us what really happened.
No. Well, that's part of it. I always have to switch the board, but that's not their fault. It's just because I have my quirky way of having the board. Robin Lane and Chartbusters. Yes, I forgot. That is Asa Brebner, Jimmy was just saying, on guitar.
I think, yeah. I'm,
yeah, I mean, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is him. I just forgot all about it. And, yeah, he's a friend. I think I introduced him at one of the shows, Rosebud, I think.
Could be, yeah.
Long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
I remember he did this.
Band. We'll be right back.
big hair. She had a nice pair. Her hero was Cher. She worked out at Bally's with the rest of her pallies. And all the Stairmaster, no babe could outlast her. She was a debutante dream with low self-esteem. Her name was Lydia. She was sporting chlamydia. Kids out the door. College Johnny makes his final break across the floor. He says,
"Hey, you look just like Farrah Fawcett Majors. Can I have the number of your telephone?"
And then she said, "Very good. You're a very attentive audience." And the babes in the bar. All right, okay. That's one of our big hits.
Iggy Pop is chairman of the board. He's bored. I'm bored. I'm sorry. What, Jimmy?
That was a great song. Absolutely great.
It absolutely was. And it was a request from Rosie. Thanks, Rosie. Actually, she just said Iggy. I can't give her all the credit. So bad. Hey, you have a request, 855-915-9636. We like Iggy so much, we're going to play some more of him. How about going back with the Stooges, 1973 Michigan Palace?
I don't care for the best. live from Michigan Palace. Iggy and the Stooges. Checking out some stuff in the local section over here at MFO. Somebody sent us a 45, or maybe they were in here. They could have been an on-the-town guest. I'm not sure.
Of what?
The band The Winter Project. Anyways, they left a 45 here. Mm-hmm. It's the thickest album I've ever seen. I mean, the heaviest.
Yeah.
If you threw this at someone, it like would take their head off. It's crazy. It was made around
they
here, too.
They left us a discus to play.
I'm going to take a phone call here. MFO, you're on the air.
Hey, this is Rosie.
What's up, Rosie?
Hey.
Oh, not much. You've already played Iggy, which is cool.
I did that for you.
What about some Cars?
Some Cars. Okay, we'll get some Cars on.
Are you are you a big fan of Elliot Easton?
Are you a fan of Elliot Easton?
What?
Elliot Easton, the guitar player for the Cars.
Oh God, yes.
She's a fan of the Cars, yes.
Right. What's your favorite Cars song that has a lot of guitar in it?
You're going to put Rosie on the spot here?
Yeah, I am.
Actually, as far as Elliot Easton's playing, I would have to say my favorite is Candio.
Okay.
All right.
That's a great song.
There you go.
We'll play that one. Okay?
Right on.
Huh?
Hey, everybody.
Hey, Rosie. Okay, first we're going to play something new by The Winter Project, okay?
Okay, that's cool.
All right, Boston band. You'll dig them.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on.
Right on, right and on.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I screamed at the back end. distract yourself. Obstacles don't work. A mile denies, he said lies. It's just a quirk. Different ways to see it through. All the same in the end. Peculiar star, that's who you are. Do you have to win? Candio, I
I forgot. You could hear it going into that other song on that track. I forget what song's after that one on Candy.
It's a fade in.
Yeah. I know. It's,
I don't know the title.
You know, you can tell it's supposed to go with a. With the that other song on Candio. Yeah, it's not one of the well-known ones. Either there is that one, really, Double Life.
From Candio. That's the first cassette I ever owned.
And then Candio, really? All going out to Rosie.
Skateboarding, listen to that.
Oh, yeah? You were a skateboarder?
Not really.
A trick-or-treater, I used to call them.
Why?
Because they looked like they were trick-or-treating, the way they were dressed up.
You grew up in a very scary time, didn't you?
Well, I was kind of a... I guess we were the freaks. We were called the freaks. It was a bit, mostly a war between the freaks and the jocks.
The jocks. That was like, at Hanover, too. Yep. I was a frog. In the 80s.
Fun time!
Guys, go out and do something creative, like start a band.
Oh, yeah. Sun Lion sent us an album. We have an album. Sun Lion.
Do you have in your possession or therefore have received?
WMFO 91.5, attention local rock. Hello, we are a local rock trio. We are a local rock trio. This is hard to read.
I guess so.
Who are fortunate enough to record this album with Sun Lab Studios in East Hampton. We love 91.5 and hope you enjoy the album. Thanks, the Sun Lions. The Sun Lions at gmail.com. P.S. No swears. Hey, that's cool. Yeah, you can send it to us. Do you know our address offhand, Marie?
Here at Medford?
Yeah. No, you can, at home. I want these people to come to my house. look it up. We're at Curtis Hall in Medford. If you want to send us stuff, Curtis Hall in Medford. We'll check it out. I did preview a few of these songs.
Sure.
I like the one called Interrupted. You two can be played here. And if you have a request, 855-915-9636. The Sun Lions on MFO.
the sad, sad song.
Me feel good. right, motherfuckers. Time is going to have to dance. Now, Bill's going to, Billy Preston's going to sing for you a song. Yeah. He's going to sing a song for you. Let's go. That's life if you can deal with it.
Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Roses and wind and cars.